You're with Kat Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
Welcome to Lunch Club. Joining you in studio with all of the laughs and some judgment. We'll get to that in a moment. Lindsay Webb, comedian who's done all the big shows, all the big festivals, hosts a live comedy podcast, The Podiseum.
Oh, it's so good.
Sounds gladiatorial.
I'm not even paid to say that. Thanks for having me. It's
nice. That's great to see you.
Thank you.
To the shade that you've been throwing on the fudge that I've made a little later, Lindsay, joining you this afternoon, the very funny, very talented and very capable Kat Davidson, who's not only a comedian and does the comedy shows while producing this program, she fills in most of the time for me. So good on you, Kat. Thank you. See, this isn't mic two. I've put on mic two and we can't hear you.
Hang on, let me try the other one.
That's mic three now. You just pull on that one. Some speaking of
one. Yeah, this
there
one.
We
hey!
Go.
How long have you guys been working on this? This is entertaining.
I know.
I've loved my last half an hour in here.
There's nothing written on it, Lindsay. Because we need instructions.
Well, I saw that happen. Like, I saw this going, it's at the back. Look, it's at the, no, the where you
there's
like,
no plug going into the microphone. It's a prop only at this point.
See, it's missing on that other one. How would you know anything? This is why the ABC needs a better budget.
Well, thank you.
We can't afford stickers.
Or at least a Dymo label thing, whatever they're called.
Figure us out. Listen, look, just quickly, now that we've put it out there, I can't move past this yet. I do want to talk about the dogs that calm me down. But the thing is, Lindsay, every week I make a listener recipe.
Okay.
Right? So, lovely listeners, send a recipe in. This week's recipe is for Russian fudge.
Listen, I've seen you do this online. I've followed along. It's gone better than today, hasn't it?
You also sat Mel down and had a bit of a chat to Mel Buttle when she had to eat tongue.
I did have a word to Mel Buttle. That's true.
Yeah. So I did make tongue earlier and it was an experience.
I wasn't passionate about that one. That fudge is, I'm darker than that fudge, is one thing that confirms me.
Well, you're also a more solid unit than that fudge. And I say that with love.
I feel like I've been set more, yes.
Yeah. This is some caramel sauce is really what it looks
happened?
Like.
What happened? Is it too much?
Fudge adjacent.
I don't know what happened. We're going to talk about it with the wonderful Ruth who supplied the recipe after one.
I have
one.
Seen this happen before. Did you use the amount of ingredients in one of the particular ingredients and go, oh, there's only a bit left in the tin? And just tip the rest in.
No, because I like taking what's left in the tin and adding it to cereal. So.
Oh, good call. Oh, yeah. Now you're talking. Yeah. You should have brought that in.
Well, maybe.
I would eat that.
All right. But you're a bit of a fudge guru. You know how to do the fudge.
Well, I wouldn't say guru, but, you know, I've fudged a few things.
Okay. All right. The mystery of the fudge a little later. Lindsay, thank you. You can take your priority pack of fudge
thank
when you,
you.
Leave.
Thank you very much.
But have you got a
pack
dog?
My fudge.
Because science has discovered that a couple of dog breeds, more so than others, are likely to calm a racing heart.
Doesn't
and
surprise
if there's
me.
A dog nearby, Kat Davidson could do with one because
you want
your
a little cuddle. You want a little cuddle
right now.
Kat's fine. We both have the same dog, Kat and I.
Yes, we do.
Well, not the same dog. That sounds weird. Oh. But we both have border collies, and I see they made the list at number 9.
Yeah,
border collies are very good at sneaking in on top 10 lists. I don't know if anyone's noticed that. They are the number 10 in top fastest dogs of the world. They come in at number 10.
Just makes
and,
it.
And for a good cuddle, they've dropped in at number 9.
Right. So,
and I agree with that because Millie the Wonder Dog, that's she lives at our place. She absolutely loves a cuddle. She's allowed in the morning. She trottles straight to the bed, pops up beside me, rolls over, legs up and goes, yep, that's it, me and Dad having a cuddle, right? That's
aww.
It. So, yeah, they're very good and very calming. I go, oh, yeah, I'm not getting out of bed.
Well, this is only 12 weeks old, so slightly less calming at this point in time.
Oh, and that's not a cuddle. That's a catch it if you can.
Yeah, me.
Is it the breed or is it the puppy stage?
Oh, yeah, it's just the puppy stage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because a Labrador tops the list. That's the one that's
I don't think that surprises anybody, does it? Like, I think even just seeing a Labrador makes you go,
that's nice.
See? Yeah, I just mentioned seeing a Labrador.
I really want a dog, but I just feel like they're a lot of work and then you have to, you can't travel. You've got to figure out what to do with them when you travel, which I guess no one is doing.
I thought
right
there
now.
Would have been more doodles in the top 10.
A cavoodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle.
Yeah, you know, because only the Labradoodle, which is just a hybrid of the number one.
Yeah,
well, what's stressful about
those? At 5 or 6.
Yeah.
What's stressful about the oodle-oodles is that you have to compare them to everyone else's. And it's,
it's
stressful climbing the social ladder.
It's not a case of any doodle-do.
It's not. Because I don't know, because we live in different places, Lindsay.
Now I'm gone.
Which our partner's respect.
Yes, we do.
And in my neck of the woods, you have to have a dog that has an oodle in the name.
Oh, some sort
or
of oodle.
You will be kicked out.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you have that where we are?
Oh, no, well, there's not a lot of, more of a 2 minute oodle where I am. No, there's not. There's not many. There's a lot of collies. Like where I am, seriously.
Collie territory.
Oh,
does
heaps.
That happen? That's got to happen, right?
But they're a group now. They hang out at the park. Like we all end up at the park at the same time. They all hang out. They know each other's names.
Where my mum and dad are.
Millie's going for a sleepover, as a matter of fact. I'm not even kidding.
That's fantastic.
I know. Yeah.
It's Cocker Spaniel territory where mum and dad are.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're old. Oh, they're listening. Because
they've lived a life. Yeah,
because
yeah.
Because we made them old. By being horrible children.
That's probably fair
I love
enough.
You, mum.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
But they do use dogs for calming. Like, you know, not just your, there's guide dogs and active dogs, but
therapy
there are dogs.
That
are therapy dogs. Yeah. That's right. That you use. My kids are always joking that they want to get one of those therapy dog shirts because it means we can take Millie anywhere. Because they've just gone, why can they have the dog? And I'm like, because it's a therapy dog. And I'm like, why don't we just get the jacket? I said, well, it's not how it works, but I've ordered a couple online.
Radio Brisbane and Gold Coast. It's 12:45. This is Lunch Club. I'm Kat. Lindsay is with you and Kat D2. And we're talking about some of the stories that mightn't have appeared in the world today. Can't imagine why. Now that we've established that the Labrador is the most calming canine kind of on the planet. To this story about the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine. Have you been following this one along? Because it's developed a little this week.
Mm.
It's all very exciting at the beginning of the week because, hey, there's this effective vaccine and it looks like it's going to come to market.
Was exciting.
Well, now they're reviewing the vaccine after questions have been raised about its efficacy. Apparently, they gave people a half dose of the vaccine by mistake.
Yeah.
But it turns out that that mistake might have actually led them to a bit of a breakthrough because it seems as though the half dose plus a proper full dose could be better for you.
It's quite amazing, isn't it? Now, the thing here was that they were trying to do an actual double dose. So it was supposed to be a complete dose and then another backup complete dose. But
you had one job, Terry.
Yeah, but the money saved. Think of the money saved. Because all of those half doses. And the fact that it's turned out to be a good thing, I think, is remarkable. There's got to be lots of other things like that too. You can't tell me salted caramel was a plan. Do you know what I mean?
The mistakes that are marvellous.
Just to, use something that's close by. Like caramel, that is not, it's a sweet thing, isn't it? But imagine there was a day where, oh no, I have spilled a portion of the salt right in the caramel. It is ruined.
You have to
ruined.
Serve it.
No, wait. Wait, it is better. I have fixed it. Bring me the salt.
And a Michelin star.
Oh, beauty.
And was it penicillin that was a mistake, a marvellous medical mistake?
Was that Marie Curie?
There's another one that's a painkiller that was originally an antidepressant. There's a few of those, actually, that they found out that people who were suffering from one condition were given it and another one cleared up.
I mean, that makes sense because you are happier without pain, right?
Absolutely.
So a serotonin, I guess, is boosted. I mean, what I'm saying, do you have any?
Nothing more, mate.
What? Oh, is this still on? But I think a remarkable thing about this is that it was supposed to be, it's a clinical trial.
Mm-hmm.
How is there a stuff up? Like, I understand me making mistakes at home going, oh, I forgot to put baking soda in. But this is like, it's a clinical trial that we kind of really, and when I say kind of, I mean completely dependent on. We really want this vaccine, or, the conscious people of the world seem to really want the vaccine because it will help us move forward.
Mm.
That's a fairly major mistake, and you want to be angry at them, but it's also like, poor, lucky. We could have thrown this out with the dishwater. If they'd have actually done the two full doses first time, I'm going, it doesn't work. Well, I don't know. That's how scientists talk. But
all of them do.
Yeah, it doesn't
especially,
work, mate.
Especially ones at Oxford. Yeah,
doesn't work. Throw it
chuck
out.
Chuck it. Barry.
Ruined it.
I think, could it have something to do, because I'm a scientist, as you know.
Of course, yeah.
Several degrees.
You professor to it all the time.
Hundreds of things I know. Because they're trying to get through this very quickly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Usually these sorts of trials and these sorts of new
it's
drugs
a rush.
Take years.
Yes. That's what happened with the caramel. I'm in a hurry. Oh, the salt.
Do you reckon we can fix cats?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think
with
so.
A vaccine.
Have you ever made a mistake that paid off, Kat Davidson?
Comedy.
So did you get into comedy by mistake?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, we both did.
What happened?
We fell into it.
Yeah, we did. We were doing, actoring stuff, is what it's called, around Brisbane and around the traps. I worked at a theatre restaurant and also for a street theatre company called Is It Entertainment. and was just pushed, like literally pushed into to this. And we were in the same year. I think they were hungry for... There was a bit of an old guard, and I speak nicely of them. There was a bit of an old guard of comedy in Brisbane at the time, and we're talking 1997, right?
And you have to say that differently. Seven,
sorry. We're talking, put your tea down.
Prior to the turn of the century.
19, right?
You would use the back of a pterodactyl.
Get that up your first. 19, not 20. 19, 97. That's when it was.
I remember it.
Remember that? Yes. Yeah. Things were still black and white in Brisbane mainly. but there was a need for fresh, invigorating ideas in comedy because at the same time, comedy had changed in around that era. It had gone from being a
Rodney Rood,
vaudevillian, you know, take my wife, please, you know, sort of style, and less derogatory style comedy came and more observational and storytelling. But that's not why we're here. We're here for the news. That's just a bit of a...
So we both took a double dose.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Here we are, you know, accidentally.
Wow. I'm so very glad for that colossal mistake.
Yeah, there we go.
My little sister referred to me as the mistake, but anyway, that's
the story. Your little sister.
Yeah, hang on. Yeah. Well, she was, you know, your parents learn nothing if she's here.
Thank you. There we go. 10 minutes to one, ABC Radio Brisbane and Gold Coast. My name is Kat Finney. This is Lunch Club. Very funny, very talented comedians and scientists, Kat Davidson and Lindsay Webb are your guests. This is a story that I just think this has got to be a stroke of social media marketing genius. You know how authors do the book signings?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. How tedious would that be? But exciting. Oh, you couldn't complain about doing it.
I recently, from my beautiful wife, was given a book by an author that I love, and it happened to be one of the ones that are signed in the store.
Wow.
Oh, I know. It gets better. It's Trent Dalton's Shimmering Skies, right?
Oh, he's a good egg.
He's awesome.
And now, I was so excited that I got it that I took a photo and tweeted it and said, look at this, Trent. I got a signed copy, and I'm this far through it, and I'm loving it. And he sent back, oh, that's fantastic coming from you. I'm a huge fan. And I'm like, oh, God, stop it. Just stop it. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
That's the best.
It was so the best.
That is lovely.
I did a deep dive into book signings.
Oh, yeah? Why?
I have friends and cousins.
Yes.
Actually, they're the same. My friends, who work in publishing. So I asked them, has this sort of thing been done before?
Oh, great.
Well, we better the book signings. This is the thing. Okay, so great. This is what's happened. So there's the author who's been signing the books.
Yes.
And what this author has done is written, his name's Will McLean, written one word, a different word.
Yeah, just one word.
And together it provides everyone a short story.
And I think it's 1,000 words. Yeah. That's correct?
So you'd have to have them, they're numbered, so you'd have to find them in order and put the story together.
It's really clever, hey?
Genius.
I love it. It's going to take 1,000 years, but it's a great idea.
Because people who have bought it will then race to the cover of their book and see which word they got.
Did you read, in the story, one of the people was quoted as going, oh no, I've bought it as a gift for someone and I've already sent it off and I'm really hoping they get it early and they can open it because what if they, you know, Australia. Post is not everything it's cracked up to be.
That at the moment, COVID, not their fault.
Sure, but even before that, to be honest, you as a scientist must realise that things were a little slow.
Balance, mate. Balance in all things.
So I'm looking forward to this unfolding.
I just wonder what it'll be.
Oh, who knows?
So what did your cousin's publishers say?
So,
right, yes, good.
There is someone whose scientific job it fact. Is at a signing to take down the names of the people who want to be signed so that the author doesn't have to do it. So they sticky note your name on your book so that when the author gets the book, they can go, oh, g'day, Kat, and sign it.
Isn't the awkward, and how do we spell? And how? What was that? Yeah.
So that's all done by the time you get to the author.
With three T's.
Which annoys sometimes the people who want it signed because that limits the time they get with
the
author.
They don't get the
chat. Oh. And there is one author, let's just call him Jeffrey Archer.
What's his real name?
Because that's his name.
Oh, right.
Who, when he did a signing in a place called, let's call it Toorak.
Yeah. You scientists and your facts, you're very accurate.
A lot of the women that went along.
But I was speaking hypothetically, though.
100% otherwise.
That's what scientists
lawyers
do.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is just a hypothesis. I'll test you.
This
later.
Is not a scientific journal, Kat Finney.
But there were women of a certain age who liked Jeffrey Archer for his brain. And would try and get his attention.
Sure.
So the people who were
using their brain?
No. And he was at a low table. So the people who had to write down the names were kind of like, God, can I just call you all Barbara? You're all Barbara. My eyes. So there's that. And then I remember going to Richard Feidler's book signing. And Richard and I are friends. I'm friends with Richard Feidler.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the book lady she didn't think that was because she said, what's your name? And I said, he knows it. And she went,
oh, that's nice.
does he? Does he? Then I was like, he does. Richard! It's Cat
K-A-C. Oh. Well, you know, you got the book though, right?
And a hug from Richard. Wow. When I hugged him, I looked at her like, this is my friend Richard.
Remember when you could hug people?
Yes.
And just strangers if you wanted.
Authors are quite often sneaking into bookstores and signing their name.
Oh, why do they do that? Doesn't that
on their own book? That otherwise, that's just
Richard's just going through Trent's books. Richard was here.
Well, this one that I've got was just at the bookshop, and it has a sticker on the front to let you know that it's been signed by the author.
Do you pay more for that?
And inside,
yes, well, and yes, that's so it's difficult to resell.
My wife did,
because the author wants you to keep that book.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm keeping it. Don't you worry. I took a screenshot of the fandom too. I'm excited.
Sorry, Google dude. He's a lovely man.
Well, either way, don't ruin it. I'm having some fudge.
Oh, well, wouldn't.
Shame eating.
We are going to try that fudge before too long, but this has been Lunch Club. Thank you very much for the main course. We'll move on to dessert after 1 o'clock. Kat Davidson, where do we find you being funny before we hear you back on this radio station in the not-too-distant future?
Two gigs this evening. I'll be hosting the Pride Edition at Birdie's, flying my freak flag high, and then I'm going over to the Paddo to set them up for Dave Eastgate.
Oh, fantastic. You'll have a great time. I'm hosting Friday Froths for Good Chat at Fritzenberger.
Yeah.
We can tomorrow, yell heckles at each other.
Tomorrow I'm at the Craft Beer Festival at Broadbeach, hosting that all day, and tomorrow night at the Sit Down Comedy Club, and then Sunday night, Crowd Control at the Sit Down Comedy Club. So, yeah.
Be great fun.
Just have a little nap after that.
We are comedy.
Thank you.
Got to see him. Check it out. Kat Davidson, thank you very much.
Thank you.